And it's time for our Monday visit with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns. Had a chance to see them in their first preseason game. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. Before we get to the reason why you're in Rochester, New York this morning, let's turn the clock back a little bit and kind of take a look at that first preseason game. Some of your thoughts about that, besides the thumb of Connor Shaw, we'll get to that also in a moment, but what did you think about Thursday's performance by the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, well, I think you got to start with the first-team offense. You know, the Browns historically have struggled scoring points. Even in the preseason, we worried about their offense, and Thursday night, Josh McCown came out. He was perfect. They marched down, scored a touchdown, so I think you feel good about that. And you feel pretty good about Johnny Manziel. I think he's improving. I think they're baby steps, but you can see some improvement there. And then I think you have some worries on defense. Justin Gilbert, the number 8 pick last year, continues to struggle. And then after the game said his technique was flawless, except for one play, and that was kind of delusional in my opinion. And then the run defense wasn't as good as it needs to be. So those are my core takeaways.
Now, what do the coaches take away from that? Similar things, or is there other things that they're looking at?
You know, Mike Pettin keeps saying that he's not hitting the panic button, whether it's the run defense. He said he thought they did okay as a first team, except for 1 4th and 1 they should have stopped. And, you know, if it's a real game, that could be the difference. You get a team off the field instead of giving up points. You know, that's how games swing in this league. He's not as worried about the run game. You know, this team is going to be – the offense is going to be predicated on running the ball, keeping Josh McCown in good situations, second and short, third and short. And the Browns did not run the ball well Thursday night, but didn't have a ton of chances, so Mike Pettin's not putting too much stock into that. But that's an area where they need to show improvement for sure.
We're talking to Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram. You can read his reports there, also chronicleT.com, and follow him on Twitter. And he said he's off to Rochester, New York, to do a little work. What is this? There's a scrimmage that we're doing. We're playing the team that we're going to play back here in Cleveland on Thursday. Sort this all out for me, please.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Starting at 10 o'clock this morning, the Browns will practice against Buffalo for a couple hours today, then come back tomorrow night at 6 and practice for a couple more hours. Not exactly a scrimmage, but we'll see a lot of competition. One-on-ones, 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. There won't be any live tackling, but there will be some, you know, hitting. It'll be more competitive than your normal practice. And then they do. Then Thursday night, they're back at the stadium in Cleveland for the second preseason game. You know, Mike Pettin worked for Rex Ryan, Buffalo's new coach, for a long, long time. They got a great relationship. I think it was a chance for those guys to get together a little bit. And coaches think that practicing against a different opponent breaks up the monotony of training camp, and you kind of raise the intensity level, and that's what Mike Pettin was looking for.
Somebody who you're not familiar with on the other side of the ball, so it kind of, as you say, changes it up. Do coaches in the preseason, and because they also have a connection, kind of, you know, share, kind of work together, that as far as maybe, you know, if Mike Pettin has questions about things that are going on, you think that's a good relationship to get some kind of feedback?
I do, especially if a team's not going to – you're not going to face that team during the regular season, and the Browns don't play Buffalo this year. I think they do that. And, you know, I remember – I don't know which head coach it's been because they've changed so many times, but a lot of times coaches will call each other before the preseason game and ask, okay, how long are you playing this – your starters? How long are you going to play your quarterback? Just to get a sense of how long you're going to want to play your first-team offense or defense. So they do work together, assuming the relationship is cordial.
Well, let's get to some of the news that's come through. I was going to say some breaking news, but that's a poor choice of words, I guess, related to Connor Shaw. I know this is, you know, this is our really far into the depth, but it's a name that we're curious about. What's happening now, and what's the outcome?
Yeah, he's going to have surgery in the next couple of days. And is likely headed to the injured reserve for the whole season. Had injured his thumb, reportedly broken. The Browns haven't said that yet. They need to go in there to make sure, you know, when they do the surgery, exactly what's wrong, if there's ligament damage as well. But, you know, it's disappointing for Connor. Guy works as hard as anybody. He, you know, looked pretty good last year in the finale when he was forced to play. He spent the whole year on the practice squad and then called up when Johnny and Brian Hoyer got hurt before the finale last year. And handled himself well. They lost to Baltimore, but they were leading going into the fourth quarter. He looked composed, looked like he knew what he was doing, which was in contrast to what Johnny had looked like for his two starts. But the reality is, Connor Shaw, I don't, in my opinion, was not going to make this roster. there's a chance he would wind up on the practice squad. So instead of being on the practice squad, he's on injured reserve. He still gets to hang around the team. So it's a little bit of a blow for him, but I don't think it changes the Browns' 53-man roster.
So it's not like Terrell Pryor stepping up and saying, hey, I've done that thing before. I can do that.
No, you know what? To me, the Browns last year, they only kept two quarterbacks on the active roster all year. I think they'll do that again. I think it'll be Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. And then if Pryor happens to be active on a Sunday, if he makes the roster. First, he has to make the roster because we haven't seen him play in a preseason game. Then if he makes the 53, then he has to be active on Sunday. And if that's the case, he'd be your emergency quarterback. But I just don't think the Browns want to rely on him as a true third quarterback because all they've talked about all camp is him making the transition to receiver. That's where they think his future is, not as a quarterback.
So you don't want to get him distracted with other things that may not be useful to the team at the time when he's trying to...
Exactly. If it's a last, you know, if it's a last resort and you need to throw him in for a week or a quarter, then you can do it because the guy's played quarterback in this league. But I don't think they want to devote much, if any, of his practice time to playing quarterback.
Well, let's talk about coming up. You mentioned the scrimmage. They kind of get to know each other a little bit in Buffalo. The Bills then coming to First Energy Stadium on Thursday. What are we going to look for? What can we expect a little more beyond what we saw last Thursday?
Yeah, well, you know, you'll see the starters play a little bit more, so you'd like to see Josh McCown continue the momentum. Terrell Pryor, let's assume he plays. Now the hamstring's got to hold up during these practices with Buffalo, but we need to see him out there. The Browns need to see if he can make plays when it actually is against an opponent in a big-time game. He has no doubts about it, but the Browns need to see that. Mike Pettine said he's not guaranteed a roster spot. He needs to show something. You want to see more of Johnny Manziel, and then you want to see the run offense and the run defense make improvements. And that won't be easy against Buffalo because Buffalo has one of the best defensive lines in the league. So if the Browns can show improvement in the run game against them, then I think they're taking a big step forward.
Who do the Bills have at quarterback this year?
They got three guys that I don't like either.
Okay.
They're in worse shape than the Browns, I think.
Wow. So I saw something on the news that the Browns actually took a train. Were you a part of this train caravan thing, or did you?
No, I took a car. They took a train. Apparently, they didn't know. They had a hard time finding the right airport to fit the plane they were going to take, and they figured it was easier than flying to Buffalo and busing, that they would just get on a train, they chartered a train, and they took it up there.
Wow. That's kind of unique in 2015 to see a football team traveling by train. But
yeah, it's a little weird.
Are they taking the train back? Do you know that?
I don't think they're walking back, so I assume they're taking a train back. I don't know that for a fact, but I assume.
Thanks. Good answer there, Scott. I appreciate that. We'll talk again next. And I guess now the training camp is pretty much going to be closed for the public now. We're all done with that fun stuff.
We're done with practices in Berea for the public. We'll still be out there, I think, for another week up until that third preseason game. It's closed to the public now.
Okay. They're getting down to business and doing all that special stuff that they do in preseason, getting ready for the opening of the 2015 football season. Our guest, Scott Petrak, this morning of the Chronicle-Telegram. Again, have a nice time over in Rochester, New York. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
8:46 at AM 930 WEOL.